Nathan, the dust has now settled on that result and that performance. It must be hard to sort of see where that all came from today, given the work you put in the week.
Yeah, very hard. I think, to be honest, the first half an hour or so, we were battling. it was tough, but I think both teams were working hard and trying to get the win. We created a few chances. I think we were solid defensively, didn't really create anything. Then obviously the first goal comes in, and I think without you wanted it to, I think it affected everybody like 1% or something, and that makes a big difference. Second half, we're trying to come out positive. I think we did. Corners, we're trying to put press on them, stuff like that. But I think, yeah, when you concede the second, just mentally, because we're in a tough moment at the moment, I think it hit everybody. It shouldn't, but it did.
And for you, obviously, coming back into the team, it's not the way you want to come back in. You found yourself at left back today. What was the sort of tactical thinking behind playing you there rather than playing you centrally?
The gaffer just said, I need you there today. I think Diego had a few little niggles and that. So, the gaffer put me there today. New position, I've played it before. Just more running and stuff, but it's okay.
I guess more running, and probably when you've got a hamstring that you're thinking about, is that in your mind at all? Because there was a couple of sprints where you're having to get back, and one where you hurt yourself and you had to get back as well, where everyone's watching you going, oh no, not a problem.
No. No, obviously. I knew I was good before because I've had one full good week of training, so I knew I was ready for it. Obviously you're going to get little things in the game. I got a little thing on my back, so that was quite sore. But it was, especially in the second half, it was a little bit too open for my liking. I think every time we attacked, they clear the ball and straight away we are 3-on-3 or stuff like that. So we need to look at that 100% and learn from that.
I guess psychologically, because this was built up as a big game against a very close rival in the table, to lose in the manner that you did by the scoreline you did, how deep do you have to dig mentally now to learn the lessons of this and take it forward?
Yeah, I think this is a big test for everyone, big test of character, how strong we are as a team, as individuals. Can we get out of this? Can we be mentally strong? I'm sure we can. Obviously, we need to reflect this game and then be together as a team. Make sure we come out of it. I think we have the people to do it. It's just about the characters now.
And of course, it's a situation that you haven't really been in at this club. Nobody at this club really has been in the 5 seasons, as in right down there in amongst it. You've usually been able to keep yourself above that battle, haven't you?
Yeah, I think I remember the first season when I came here. Obviously, it was the start, so there's a lot of games to go when we were around that stuff. But I think every season has been, it's been tough. We've had moments where we lost a few in a row, where we needed our characters to come out. It happened. This one will be big. I think obviously we're not looking good at the moment, but any moment it can change. Look at Watford, they had a rough patch and they came out of it by fighting, by everyone sticking with them, believing in themselves. I think we need to do the same. We need everybody, we need the team, and it's going to be a big test for us.
And of course, just finally with you, there's always been lots of talk because it's January about your future and things. Where's your head at the moment in terms of being able to keep all that speculation out of the way and focus on getting back on the pitch?
No, I've had it now for many seasons. Speculation, you can't really do anything with it. I know that. So mentally, 100% I'm here. I'm fighting with the team and fighting for the team. So that's where my head is at, and I'll see what happens.
Just finally, a word on Norwich next week. It's the bottom two in the table now. Does that have even more significance given how today has gone?
Yeah, but we knew that before. Every game from now on is going to be big. Today was big. Obviously, it didn't go well, but next week we go again 100%. I know it's cliche, another game next week, blah, blah, blah. But I think we have to see it like that. Every game is a massive game for us, so we have to be prepared.